Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
We're standing by this morning to see if we can bring you audio of the news conference that is scheduled to take place at Northern Illinois University this morning at around 9 o'clock. Regarding the deadly shootings on the Northern Illinois University campus yesterday. We'll keep you posted on that. Right now it's 22 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady, but there are a few mixed undertones seen as well due to variable inventories among the plants for next week. Terminals are called steady in a thin volume test. Tops of $36 to $42. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, February 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,233. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $46 to $58, the weighted average $55.86, a gain of $1.11 from Wednesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $40.59 to $45.50, the weighted average was $43.99. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,146. The base price range was $47.90 to $62.45. The weighted average, $58.47, a gain of 72 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.82 to $46. The weighted average, $45.16. Joining us now with a look at today's weekend agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Another messy situation headed our way, and that could once again inundate fields that are already sogging across the central portion of the country with more rain and some areas more snow that will eventually melt, leaving things very wet. Right now, starting to look like we could have a slow planting season unless we do get some extended dry weather before the planting season arrives. Other areas that we look at, South America, they got a little rain in portions of northwestern Buenos Aires. Southwestern Buenos Aires remains very dry. Rain fell across the northeastern portion of La Pampa and in the southern portions of the Cordoba region. So a little bit of rain in Argentina. And they still look a little bit dry there, but again, a little bit of rain did help the situation there. Brazil, no general changes for our forecast over the next couple of weeks. Model gyrations regarding the rain potential and distribution, but most of Brazil will get rain at one time or another, with northeastern sections being the driest in the first week. Some net drying will occur in far southern Brazil through Tuesday, but rain should arrive in midweek in time to moisten the topsoil temporarily once again. Rain frequency and amounts will be limited for the much of Brazil for the first 5 days of a two-week outlook, offering an environment that will still favor some crop maturation and harvest progress. Field work will be slowed by increasing rainfall from midweek next week through the following weekend. Again, Argentina did pick up a little bit of rain in the overnights. Warm temperatures through Tuesday will keep evaporation rates strong, with rapid drying occurring Sunday into Sunday, making whatever rain falls through Wednesday of great importance in keeping the crop area favorably moist. China, they do have a lot of bare ground there. North China plains remain snow-free, and increase in snow cover is needed to ensure crops are adequately protected if colder temperatures were to shift into the area. But as of right now, no threatening cold is anticipated over that area for at least the next week. And other active zones right now, Australia, rain focused in the northern cotton region of Queensland yesterday, amounts from anywhere from a half inch all the way up to a 2.5 inch total there. Middle Queensland coastal sugarcane area received over 5 inches. Light rain also fell along the Pacific coast from southern Queensland to Victoria.
Hello, Mike.
Temperatures in western Australia, middle 90s to the low 100s, while the highs in the eastern crop area were mostly 70s and 80s. So for the back to the U.S., again, this developing weather system, widespread rain and snow will fall in the southern and eastern portions of
Mike,
the Midwest.
Yes. If I can interrupt, this is Tom Rogers in the newsroom with an extra piece of information that we've just received on the shootings yesterday on the campus of Northern Illinois University. The AP is now quoting authorities in Florida and a university source at Northern as identifying the suspect in the shootings yesterday, identified as 27-year-old former student Stephen Kazmierczak. We have gotten that word from the AP and from Northern Illinois University, a source there. We also had mentioned that the University of Illinois had said that this person was also a former student or a current graduate student at the University of Illinois in the School of Social Work. The name has now been released, according to the AP, as Stephen Kazmierczak. We will have hopefully a lot more information coming up. There is a press conference scheduled for a few minutes from now, and we'll get to that as soon as we get it and pass more information along to you. This is Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Go ahead with your continuation of your broadcast, Mike.
Very good, Dave. I'll just quickly wrap up by saying flooding will develop in Missouri and worsen in the eastern corn crop areas, with low-lying winter wheat fields possibly becoming submerged in water. And I'll turn it back to you as that situation with the weather will be continuing to develop, and I guess we'll have more for you early next week with the look at your growing area weather. I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at $11, up 6 on the open, last trade up 21. May, 11.15, up 23.5, last trade up 18.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat opened at 10.39 1/4, up 7.25, last trade up 10 3/4. July, 9.50 1/2, up 9.5, last trade up 7. March corn opened at 5.11 3/4, up 3/4, last trade up 2 3/4. July, 5.33 1/4, unchanged, last trade up 4.5. December, 5.32 1/4, unchanged, last trade up 5. March beans opened at 13.71 1/4, up 3 1/4, last trade up 13.5. November, 13.10, up 4.5, last trade up 13.5. March soybean meal opened at 259.60, up 20, last trade up 380. March soybean oil opened at 58.32, up 16, last trade up 27. At the wheat pit, follow-through buying and continued leadership from the Minneapolis Grain Exchange should help pull U.S. wheat futures higher at the start of today's session. Benchmark Chicago Board of Trade March wheat is called to open 10 to 15 cents higher today. And the overnight trade, as I reported in the March, ended up 10 3/4. Kansas City Board of Trade March wheat overnight was 21 cents higher. And Minneapolis Grain Exchange March wheat, where all the news is being made, soared to $1.07 higher to an all-time record, 1960, the highest price ever for a wheat contract traded at a U.S. exchange. Japan, which has helped fuel the MGE's spring wheat rally through its weekly tenders, says it will increase the price at which it sells wheat to flour millers by 30% from April 1st. Japan buys about 5 million tons of wheat every year, mostly from the U.S. Meanwhile, over in the soybean pit, the call is for the session to start 12 to 14 cents higher. The combination of bullish technical momentum and outlooks for continued strong international demand are expected to keep speculative buyers on the march. Also supportive is a weather-induced drop in rapeseed production in China. That's spurring thoughts of increased imports of soybeans and soy oil from China. There's also lingering fears of a harvest slowdown in northern Brazil, and that's also seen providing underlying support. Corn futures are predicted to open 2 to 3 cents higher on follow-through buying from Thursday's good gains. Corn is also being supported this morning by precious metals, which are higher, as well as a crude oil market, which is also stronger. In other corn news, Mexico's 2008 spring-summer corn harvest is expected to increase 3.2% to 17.5 million metric tons from the 16.975 million tons harvested in 2007. And Mexican corn crop, of course, is almost exclusively white corn. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.